brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Quick program note that I'm going to talk about towards the end of the hour. I'm going to play the video. We've been putting out one or two videos at YouTube at the Alex Jones channel. We've got hundreds of millions of views on YouTube conservatively that are getting between 400 and 600,000 views per video. And you now see the lawsuits about Prozac causing heart problems, causing people to commit suicide, other type drugs like that. And it turns out Lindsay Lohan was reportedly on Adderall, a form of speed, another serotonin reuptake inhibitor, a whole bunch of drugs, and a bunch of top doctors that interviewed her and did tests on her said that she was misdiagnosed and that these drugs are probably what's making her act crazy. But see, that's what's perfect for the system, is that they put out drugs that cause people to have breakdowns, and their answer is more drugs. And so we have a chance to get people that normally don't care about politics and health issues to watch an 11-minute video that I produced, that Rob Dew edited and put together, did a great job, that we just released a few hours ago. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and the headline is Lindsay Lohan Poisoned Along with 300 Million Other Americans. And it gets into the prescription drugs, it gets into the fluoride, the bisphenol A. All of it is covered. This is a very important video, one of the most powerful we've put out, and it's got a powerful title because they admit she's basically poisoned by this stuff. Lindsay Lohan Poisoned. So we can take this media diversion and use it for good. And you better believe it. I saw listeners on the comment board and YouTube begging for it. We love you. This is an activist show. We're 18 for 18. You've never failed. Lindsay Lohan Poisoned is the search term. And enter it this hour, next hour, do it tonight, keep doing it. Let's keep it up there at number one. Lindsay Lohan, Lohan's L-O-H-A-N, Lindsay Lohan Poisoned. Three words, Lindsay Lohan Poisoned. Then a separate search term, because then they'll probably block that later. 300 million, so search the term 300 million. But also search the term Lindsay Lohan Poisoned. And these videos and these articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com will go to number one. And this video might get a million views instead of a half million the next week. This is exciting. This is culture jamming. This is Infowar battles that are going on. Lindsay Lohan Poisoned's one search term, 300 million's the second search term. It's up to you. You're awesome. In closing, Dan Dix, I want to thank you for making the film United We Fall. I want to salute you and the other filmmaker. I want to get Brian Law on sometime with you, and I can't wait to see your new films. I hope folks will get it at Infowars.com and get it out to everyone they know. And I want to thank you for allowing us to post it at PrisonPlanet.tv for our viewers there so they can also share their passcode and give it to friends and family. But I really want to thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. And people, you know, like my work. I mean, over the years, I've put together a pretty solid team, namely Stephen Davies and Brian Law. And together, I mean, the three of us make a good team. We put out a lot of YouTube videos. We cover a lot of the issues. We're making documentary films. So if people want to support us, you can go to my website, which is pressfortruth.ca. And the best thing to do there is donate, or you can purchase any one of our films. And that will help us continue to do what we do, because we feel it's extremely important and we want to keep it up.
Absolutely. Well, I want to commend you, and I look forward to future work. And this makes us all a lot safer. It makes myself safer, Ron Paul safer, and other really prominent patriots a lot safer, because they know that there are millions, not thousands, but millions of intelligent men and women out there like yourself who can do as good a job or even a better job than what I've done. And together, free humanity will win thanks to your spirit of liberty. And I want to just close with Thomas Jefferson. I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of men. Dan Dix with the film United We Fall. You can get two copies and get three films free when you get it at Infowars.com. God bless you, my friend.
Thank
you. We'll talk to you again soon. Okay, Manny Badillo, and Bob McElvain straight ahead. Key Info.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com. The best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we now have seen in New York, almost 9 years later, that the Congress is still blocking medical treatment for the firemen, the police, the emergency crews, the people that breathe the asbestos, the aerosolized, pulverized concrete, and mercury that was several feet deep all over lower Manhattan. We saw the EPA say it's safe, no respirators needed. Now in the Gulf, a hundred plus days into this, they say Obama says no health problems. You don't need masks. Doctors are coming out saying people are dying, getting sick. Here is a report today from the French news agency AFP study: oil spill cleanup workers suffering chromosome damage, respiratory illness. What do you think Core Exit does? They used it and other similar dispersants that are extremely toxic, and Exxon Valdez. The average life expectancy is 51, not 75, for Exxon Valdez workers. So they live less than 20 years. They get 20 years cut off their life. And this just dissolves DNA. And they've used 40-plus million gallons. They're still using it. They're shooting it from aircraft, spraying it at night. And it just shows what the globalists think of you. It's just like all the major studies about DU, killing the troops, causing a 12-fold, excuse me, I'm sorry, pull up that London Independent article. I think it's 14-fold. No, it's 12-fold increase in children. That's right. 4-fold increase in the studies in adults of cancers, deformities, you name it. They know in their own Army studies what it did before they decided to use it. They don't care about the cops, the troops, the citizens, and you bet they engineered 9/11, this global corporate crime syndicate. All the evidence is clear, and I've been saying it before 9/11, and since then the Gulf of Tonkin is now declassified to be staged, Operation Ajax. I had a high-level CIA top analyst retired on last week, McMichael, saying the evidence shows inside job. I've had countless other engineers and architects and historians and researchers and six of the 10 9/11 commissioners. And so it's the same thing. If they don't care about the tens of thousands of rescue workers dead and dying, over 3,000 dead now, if they don't care about the tens of thousands of cleanup crews and lie to them and say, you're fine, the EPA says you're fine, Obama says you're fine, then we have the footage of Building 7 being blown up, the police saying, get back, they say they're blowing it up, the newscast where they said it, and they tried to ignore this. But there's a new TV ad, and they got some great funding from great patriots that's going to run around the country this weekend. It's going to premiere here in just a few minutes, and it's such important information. Now, Manny Badillo, of course, lost his uncle in the World Trade Centers. Bob McElvain lost his son, and they've both been outspoken patriots, really shattering the lie that is the official 9/11 fable that's been used to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution, to sell secret arrest and torture, to sell illegal wars, to sell the naked body scanners, to sell this conversion from land of the free, home of the brave, to land of the slaves and brainwashed minions. So we now go to Manny Badillo and Bob McElvain joining us, and I'm glad they contacted me to premiere this here today. Gentlemen, good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alex.
Who wants to speak first about this ad, why it's important, and then we're going to premiere it?
Go ahead, Manny. Thanks, Bob. Okay, Alex, this is breaking. We're going to compete with the big boys now. For the past year in New York, there's been the Building What campaign. And essentially, that started from last year during NYC CAN's petition drive, where we collected 80,000 signatures. We've made it all the way to the state Supreme Court. And in the arguments at the state Supreme Court, of course, the city was trying to fight against us. The city law office came out and said it's not a proper subject to be placed in front of the voters. I mean, that's shocking enough. But in the courtroom, when the arguments were going back and forth between our lawyer, Dennis McMahon, and the city's lawyer, and then Judge Lerner, Dennis McMahon answered one of the judge's questions. The judge said, why do we need a new investigation? Dennis McMahon, our lawyer, said, well, you know what? We have never had a real investigation because the 9/11 Commission did not answer the majority of families' questions. And there's some outstanding questions, such as what happened to Building 7? Well, Judge Lerner replied in the courtroom, and this is, you could read this. He replied, building what? And ultimately, that shows that even a New York City judge had no idea about Building 7. And this is the pivotal point in the entire event that took my uncle's life. This film, this video we have, and there's multiple videos of Building 7 coming down, if that's shown to the world, then people are going to become skeptical. They're going to start critically thinking about the event.
Yeah, Building 7 is the key. And again, we're talking to Manny Badillo. I get all wound up known him for years. Great guy, calling Badillo. Manny Badillo and Bob McElvain. This is so important because for those that don't know, why don't you recap Building 7? Imagine if a 47-story building would have collapsed on its own that day, everybody would know its name. But the media doesn't like to talk about it because it's way down the street, wasn't hit by a plane. BBC reported, oh, it's already fallen in its own footprint. They later admitted Reuters had given them the script. CNN reported it. And we have multiple mainstream live feeds, CNN and others, saying, get back, they've decided to bring it down. Then we have the owner saying, we made the decision to pull the building, gave the order, watch it come down. Pull it means controlled demolition in that nomenclature, you know, just like a touchdown is called a TD in football. Speak about that.
We have eyewitnesses. Craig Bartmer, who heard the explosion, NYPD. We have Kevin McPadden, who heard the countdown for the building. With Building 7, We Are Change every Saturday stands on the ground where Building 7 the old Building 7 used to stand. There's already a new building there. Okay, they already have built a new Building 7, and yet there's still no proper family memorial. There's a retail store up the block that sells memorabilia, but there's still no proper memorial, yet the majority of Americans do not know about the Solomon Brothers building. That was the name of the building. Do not know that it was part of the World Trade Center complex because it was north of the complex. And it came down at nearly freefall speed directly in stone footprint. Nobody was allowed to go near it. The investigation team wasn't even allowed to go near it. It was the first building that was cleaned up, and was cleaned up within weeks.
And it's where the CIA and FBI and everybody else was based, and the city, state, and county command center. Let's get Bob McElvain, who lost his son's take on this.
Well, Alex, Manny and Ted Walters, they've been doing so much work on this, and I personally, since this all began, and you know, any parent, I don't know if you know anyone that's lost a child, but my whole investigation, of course, is what happened that day. And I personally feel that, you know, the United States orchestrated this whole event. But what's so important about Building 7, and I think the other two buildings have to be talked about also, because my son didn't work at the tower. He was supposed to go up the 106th floor. But anyway, I've spent years investigating, and every parent wants to know, did your child go through any pain? And I finally was able to sit down with the doctor who found his body, looked at his body, and he was brought into the morgue that day. So, it took me years to finally find the doctor. But why I'm so connected to Building 7 and the other buildings is I found out my son walked into the lobby of Tower 1, could have been before the plane hit or right at the plane, but he died instantly, and it was like a big shotgun blast to him and to the chest and the face. And people, skeptics will say, well, it was because the fire came down the lobby and it blew out, but he had postmortem burns. So there was a huge explosion in the lobby. It wasn't caused by fire. So he died from an explosion. And we hear about the explosions going on in Tower 7, the explosions in the South Tower, the explosions in the North Tower. And, of course, the commission never spoke of that.
And we've got firemen and police and janitors and witnesses about boom, boom, bombs going off everywhere.
Correct. And I can prove beyond a reasonable, this is how my son died. So he was murdered. And it wasn't because of the plane hitting the north. He was walking into the North Tower. It wasn't because of fire. It wasn't because the building came down, because he would have called me. He died instantly. He might have died right before the plane hit or right after the plane hit, because all his injuries were to his face and chest. So he didn't know what hit him. He didn't run. If the plane would have hit, he would have run. So he definitely died from an explosion. So this is why it's so important to me, because I want closure on how my son was killed or murdered. And I've been lied to since September 11th, 2001. When they had the story orchestrated for us. And this is what I'm saying. So this is why the Building 7, but the other two buildings are very important, because it's these explosions. Where did these explosions come from? Well, they didn't come from the fire. Specifically in the South Tower, how the plane hits the corner of the building. Most of the explosions outside. And that tower comes down before the North Tower? Well, that's impossible.
Well, we also have the firemen on video saying the fires were almost out in the North and South Tower.
Sure.
But that there was like molten lava, like a foundry, like a volcano, and jet fuel can't do that. It can weaken steel, but it can't turn it into lava.
It's impossible. I mean, we're talking about impossibilities. And then, of course, Tower 7, it wasn't hit. So all these things, and it's just, finally we're, hopefully getting somewhere that people in New York City, and it's important people in New York City, that these things were impossible, that they could possibly happen like they did. So it's...
What do you think of Glenn Beck saying he hates the victims' families and that they're...
I don't even want to talk about Glenn Beck. I don't want to talk about anybody on TV. He's an idiot. He's there to make money. He's a clown.
Well, my point is he's going there to stand at ground zero like he's a hero, but we have all these tapes of him saying there's no one he hates more than the 9/11 victims. I don't know why he's...
I would put it to him. I'd put it to anyone. I wish you could say that in front of my face. Come to my door and say that. Then see what kind of guts he has to do.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring up that sickening hypocrisy. And They won't give the heroes medical care. They just want to wrap themselves in the American flag and their heroism. Stay there, sir.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Yeah, I'm sorry for even bringing up Glenn Beck. I don't even like to bash the guy. It's just there's all these audio tapes on the radio going, there's nobody I hate more than 9/11 victims' families. Always whining, complaining. And then I saw New York Post saying, oh, it's ambulance chasers that want medical care when all the hospitals say they're dead and dying and full of asbestos. I mean, they're now going to do that to the people with the core exit. But that's another issue. We need to explain the attacks, or they'll keep using the attacks to get more power, and they may stage more attacks. So I want to play and premiere this TV ad for the first time here for everybody. Here is the new ad that's going to be airing around the country.
I lost my son.
My nephew.
My uncle.
My son.
On September 11th, 2001.
Most people don't know that a third tower fell on September 11th.
World Trade Center 7, a 47-story skyscraper, was not hit by a plane.
Although the official explanation is that fire brought down Building 7.
Over 1,200 architects and engineers have looked into the evidence.
And believe there is more to the story.
Bring justice to my son.
My uncle.
My nephew.
My son.
And thousands of others who died on September 11th.
Go to buildingwhat.org.
Buildingwhat.org. But I think it is actually, maybe I should retract my apology. I just don't like to hurt people's feelings, to point out that the victims' families are being demonized. Manny Badillo, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's completely, it's awful how we're being treated in the media. We're not only being demonized by the likes of those shills that are on corporate TV. You know, we're being, in the city of New York, Like I said, we still don't have a memorial. We're being used as pawns in the latest propaganda game that they're putting out there, this community center issue in downtown Manhattan. They're pitching us one against the other. They're causing this disturbance to ferment fear and hatred, you know, throughout the country based on the lies that we were told. My uncle was murdered close to 9 years ago. My family has never been the same. I lost both my grandparents shortly thereafter. And I'm going to tell you, we need this information to get into the hands and for the majority of people in this country to realize that there is a huge component to the event that we don't know about. Even down at Ground Zero, the little tiny, you know, memorials that they have there, they don't even show Building 7 as part of the original complex. I mean, this is propaganda. It's unbelievable. We're talking.
Well, that's why I raised the point, is that they're grandstanding down there for more wars and all this, using the attacks while blocking aid to the families and to the emergency workers, while demonizing the emergency workers. I mean, Bob, the reason I raise this is it just shows how sick these people are.
Well, I could care less, tell you the truth. I mean, just for me, I feel bad for family members that want to speak, you know, to the truth. But, you know, I've asked many of these people, Glenn Beck, a rally, you know, to have me on the show. You know, I just wish any human being could prove to me that I'm wrong so I can move on with my life, but I can't move on with my life. So I have one job in life right now, of course, to take care of my grandchildren. I have grandchildren now, but it's to prove how my son was murdered. And I have done that. I might die tomorrow. You know, we talk about new investigation. I can't care about a new investigation. I want it. I wish it could happen tomorrow, but I could be dead tomorrow. So it's so important, you know, great people like you to invite me on the show that I can at least express my views. People 100 years from now will know that this is what I had said. And that's so important to me. That's why I just can't get involved in
No, I understand. It just shows how low they are to demonize the emergency workers and support the Republican Party. That's who's mainly doing it, blocking aid, but some Democrats as well, for the emergency workers, and then calling them ambulance chasers, and then the families aren't asking for anything but a new investigation, and they call you scum when you lost. I mean, it's over the top. I can't believe how...
Well, Alex, governments are like that. I mean, blame the government. It's constantly creating the strategy of tension, and that's worldwide. And there it stops people from focusing on what should be focused on. It's what the whole mosque is all about, or the community center. Everything's about that. We have all these issues. That's why I hate to get involved in that issue.
Tell us where the ad's going to be airing, and also people can donate on the site to get the ad to air more places.
Well, it's going to go through New York City. You know, of course, that's the place we want, because we have talked to people of New York City, kind of talked to counselors and, you know, everyone throughout New York City, and hopefully the investigation will be in New York City. This is the whole purpose of it, and they can send it to buildingwhat.org. I think that's where the donations go.
Buildingwhat.org. All right, we're going to come back for about 10 minutes with you guys. You've got the floor on other issues you want to cover, Bob McElvain and Manny Badillo. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Building What like building what? Buildingwhat.org is the website with the ad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Bob McElvain, who lost his son on 9/11, and of course Manny Medea, who lost his uncle, are with us, and together with other great New Yorkers and victims, family members, they've launched buildingwhat.org. And they're going to have the TV ads running in New York and worldwide on the Internet. Get the video. Get it out to everyone you know. If you can donate, donate, because resistance is victory. And more people are learning about Building 7. And I believe it's the key to folks then finding out about all the other evidence of inside job. In closing, Bob McElvain, Manny Badillo, closing comments from both of you. You've each got about 4 minutes.
Hey, Manny. Okay. Bobby, I want you to end it. Very simply, the truth saves lives, okay? Once we get to the bottom of what took down that building, we're going to be able to get to the bottom of what's in all the first responders' lungs that are killing them. And science has already proven that there's nanothermitic material in all samples of the debris that's been tested independently. This Building What campaign is uniting a range of different groups. We're talking architects and engineers, political leaders for 9/11 Truth, firefighters for 9/11 Truth, NYC CAN, lawyers for 9/11 Truth. We have a lot of different groups that are coming together to get the word out in order to save lives, change public perception, and get to the bottom of the murder of of Uncle Tom, of Bobby, and 3,000 others. And it's vitally important that we do this. This is a campaign that was started last year. Bob spoke with city council. Then we did a fax and email writing, a call campaign, not only to city council, but to the district attorney of Manhattan. And now we're informing, starting the people of New York, starting here in New York, and then we're going to move on to other cities. We've raised, and the website doesn't reflect this yet, close to $24,000 already, and it's about $750 on average to reach about 10,000 viewers. We want to reach millions of viewers. Again, once people see this, it's going to change perception. People will critically think and have more of an open mind. And once we get to the bottom, once we get people going on this and get to the bottom of the murder, we can then save countless lives.
Well said, Bob McElvain. Your closing thoughts.
In your advertisement, I heard you say knowledge is power. And Bobby always had a poster, you know, hanging up on his wall, which said knowledge is power. And that's so important. You know, if you have any new listeners that are on, I mean, just think of yourself as a parent, and your son was murdered, or your daughter was murdered. And nothing happened. You never had an investigation. I mean, even the commissioners agreed that there was not an investigation, that the investigation was a sham, that the investigation was set up to fail. Now, what are you supposed to think as a parent? Well, the only thing I can do is I have to carry out my own investigation. And I've been doing this every day of my life since 2001. I went to 95% of the commission hearings to listen to General Myers say that we're looking outwards. There's another possibility that four planes flew around for 2 hours and we did nothing to intercept them. That's the only conclusion I can come to, is that the government had to be involved in this. And that's where knowledge is power comes in. So many people, and I don't blame family members because it is so difficult to look at, because they don't want to know exactly how their son or daughter died or their sister or brother. But I've done my legwork, you know, but because I'm not a TV personality or I'm not a politician, people think, well, I've been told I'm being emotional about it. But as I said before, I truly wish someone anywhere could come and sit down and talk to me and say, I am 100% wrong, and prove to me that I am wrong. And again, my life would be so much better. But they can't. That's why I won't be on TV. No one wants to talk about it. The only thing they can do on TV and the media is call your name. That's the best they can do. So this, what's happening in New York City, the fact that we'll be here, that people, it just doesn't get into the media. People in my support group still don't know about Tower 7. No one knows about Tower 7. So hopefully that will light a light in their minds, but also they will seek out the knowledge, because knowledge is truly power.
It is.
And that's the only way this can happen. And the more we put it out there, the more knowledge people will find.
Buildingwhat.org. Go there, get the ad, give it to everyone you know, email it out, donate. Buildingwhat.org. Bob McElvain, Manny Badillo. God bless you both. And we look forward to talking to you in the near future to track the success of this operation you're running for truth. Knowledge is power. God bless you both.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Great Americans standing up for truth and justice, and we're not going to stop. You know, we had Bill Doyle on a few years ago, the head of the biggest victims family group, and he said more than half the members believe the government carried out the attacks and that he believes it as well. So we've got to get that news out to people. Now, shifting gears. Everybody else in this country and worldwide now, with the globalists are in control of their soft kill eugenics operation, is under attack with the bisphenol A, the mercury, the vaccines, the GMO foods, all of it, the fluoride in the water. And I am trying to culture jam, we're going to put it up on screen, using one of their favorite search terms and favorite diversions, Lindsay Lohan. And a bunch of doctors that even work with the government have come out and admitted, look, her shrinks put her on a bunch of psychotropics and Adderall speed. This is what's been making her act so crazy. She's got to get off this stuff. And I've broken it all down in this 11-minute video. We'll come back in the final segment and cover other key news in this hour. But Lindsay Lohan poisoned is the search term today. So this video and the story that accompanies it will be number one. Please search the term Lindsay Lohan poisoned, and we'll reach a lot of zombies that don't know what's happening. Lindsay Lohan poisoned. I know what you're thinking. Why is Alex Jones talking about Lindsay Lohan? I'll be quite honest with you. If I can get you to pay attention to this key information I'm about to cover by mentioning Lindsay Lohan, I'll do it. Because Lindsay Lohan is just another individual on this planet like everybody else. And a lot of top doctors have come out and said, look, we have interviewed her and we've done medical exams and she shouldn't have been on Adderall, which is basically a form of methamphetamine. And this can cause the same effects in people that cocaine and methamphetamine does. And that several doctors believe that this is why she's been so out of control. Well, no kidding. School children in this country, millions of them, are put on Adderall and other amphetamine-type drugs like Ritalin. And in the inserts for the drug, it says it can cause brain shrinkage, heart expansion, all sorts of serious health problems. When I was in junior high, one of the kids on the football team died of a heart attack, and the doctor said it was the Ritalin. I mean, this is an ongoing nightmare. Look at these drugs. New reports have come out that over 80% of the drugs, the new drugs they're selling, prescription drugs, A, don't treat what they claim they're treating, and B, have toxic side effects. I mean, you've all seen the drug ads on TV where they'll say, having trouble urinating every few hours? Take this drug, but it, you know, may
also increase the chance of serious skin reactions or stomach and intestine problems.
Dry mouth, insomnia, sexual side effects, diarrhea, nausea, and sleepiness.
Muscle pain or weakness.
Unusual changes in mood or behavior or thoughts of suicide.
But if you look at the mass shootings, and every time I see a case of a mother who chops her toddler's arms and legs off or straps their four kids in their car and drives it off a cliff into a lake and drowns them, in every case, they've been on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which is the Prozac class of drugs. Well, they were being developed in the early 1980s. Their own studies by Eli Lilly and others with Prozac showed that it caused a massive increase in suicidal tendencies. Now they've tested it on rats, shrimp, guinea pigs, you name it, and they found that it causes reckless and even suicidal behavior in not just mammals, but things like shrimp. But it all makes perfect sense. When you actually read the molecular breakdown and the drug inserts for these fluorine or fluoride-based serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, they are in the hallucinogen class. They are a psychotropic subclass of hallucinogens. So most days, you're going to have a good trip on this stuff. You're going to be happy, not worried about a thing in the world. But what happens when you have a bad trip? You cut your children's arms and legs off. You go into a school and murder people. In every case that we've seen, the system knows that these drugs are destroying people. They're hardcore profiteers. And statistically, most people that get on the speed-type drugs or the hallucinogen serotonin reuptake inhibitors get more psychological problems. And then the answer is not less drugs, it's more drugs. We see the same thing with all these reports coming out in Europe, the United States, and Asia, where 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, I mean babies in some cases, are growing breast, going into menstruation, starting to have their periods because of the bisphenol A that's in the plastic products and the hormones that are added to the food. And what do doctors here in the U.S. do whenever that happens? The American Medical Association says, give them hormones to counterbalance the hormones that are in the food and water and the packaging instead of, hey, get your kids off of these hormones. Here's two articles on that subject that just came out today. Babies with breast shock China. They're getting upset about children as young as a year and a half old. Here in the U.S., it's only 3-year-olds who are going into puberty. In China, you know, year and a half, 2 years old. Babies with breast. Here's another one. Fury in China as female babies grow breast after drinking milk laced with hormones. At least the Chinese are getting angry. When China catches their executives tanning the milk and the food, they execute them. And there's been cases of that, but not here in the United States. It's all just swept under the rug. The system counts on your ignorance. In the last decade, multiple times, over 90% of the EPA and in another movement of the FDA, of their own scientists, went on record and testified before Congress that sodium fluoride causes cancer, IQ reduction, brain damage, you name it. It doesn't even strengthen teeth. And what's the government's answer? We're going to increase in many cities the amount of fluoride that we're adding to the water. And now the city of Watsonville has been cited by the California Department of Public Health for failure to comply with an order by the state to fluoridate the water supply. And now Schwarzenegger has gotten laws rammed through to get this done. This is a massive chemical attack that reduces fertility, that increases bone cancer, and attacks every organ in the body. It's admitted on record. And it's literally being done to make you servile zombies and submissive. And now the government's coming out saying, yeah, we do it to make you submissive. And we want to put lithium in your water to make you submit and be happy. The government's going to perfect you and make you happy. And we've got vaccines that will go in and reprogram your brain so you won't feel stress and get angry. This is a plague upon all of us all. This is a military-industrial complex, big pharma war against free humanity. The facts are in. We're all victims of this, not just Lindsay Lohan. They know that they're selling this death. But let's get into vaccines. Wolfgang Wodarg, the head of the EU Commission, a medical doctor, conclusively found with his board of other scientists and doctors that the H1N1 was a toxic vaccine and was a hoax, and that medical companies, the big vaccine makers that made tens of billions of dollars, paid off European and other Western governments, including the United States, to go out and hype fears. And now we have the statistics out of England where they've suspended the H1N1 shot because of a tenfold increase in violent convulsions in under five-year-olds. It's giving them chronic brain inflammation, brain damage. And if your child happens to have a convulsion after the vaccines, then the CPS comes and takes them. Well, now the media's back. Tom Thumb is offering a big discount on your groceries if you get the new H1N1 shot for 2010, combined with a regular flu shot. The government is all over the newspaper saying everyone must take it or we're basically all dead. So they were caught hoaxing everyone last year. It came out it was a hoax. And are they ashamed of what they've done? No. They're back pushing it, ladies and gentlemen. They know full well what they're doing. Just like the Gardasil shot. On its own insert, it admits it doesn't protect you from papillomavirus and cervical cancer. And it admits that it's actually maimed and killed many people and caused autoimmune disorders. So now they're back again trying to force feed us their mercury-laced deadly vaccines in 2010, even after the EU and the British Medical Journal exposed them for the fraud they were involved in. I've interviewed the former head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium program, Dr. Doug Rocky. And up until the mid-1990s, the Pentagon admitted that DU, depleted uranium, was deadly poisonous and radioactive, that it would hurt the people that lived in the countries where we used it, and it would also hurt our troops. Now they're using it in hundreds of different types of munitions. And the statistics and studies are coming in from Iraq in cities like Fallujah, where it's been used, with a fourfold increase in all cancers and a 12-fold increase in childhood cancers in under 14s. And the images of the mutated, deformed children with two heads or without legs, and the fact that their blood's been tested and they're full of depleted uranium, it is so inhuman. And our troops go into these areas and breathe it and absorb it as well, and we're seeing massive increases in deformities of their children. Now, what does it say about our government? That they had developed this stuff in the 40s as a weapon, but they wouldn't use it until 1991. And there is a multi-billion-year half-life on this depleted uranium, and it is a scourge upon humanity, and it's now being used in firing ranges across the United States near to major cities. If you're asking why this is happening, it's not just about profits. It's about power. It's about population reduction. We have covered the White House science czar calling for drugging the water to sterilize people. We've gone over, you know, the hundreds of different government documents that call for it as well. But just in the last few weeks, one of our Infowars.com writers did some amazing research and found published, admitted on the Rockefeller Foundation's own website, studies where in the 60s they were putting massive amounts of money into compounds that could be added to vaccines so that you'd be given a vaccine for tetanus or the flu that would then go in and reduce fertility. So everybody doesn't get sterilized, because then people would notice. Only certain percentages. And so they talked about how to secretly do this and put it into the vaccines to sterilize people. And now it's been done, and they're expanding this system. There is something to the science of vaccines and how you could take a little of something that's bad so that your body learns to defeat it. But the issue is the UN and our own government's been caught adding real polio to vaccines all over the world every year, killing people in mass, and they just get away with it. They've been caught adding cancer viruses to polio vaccines. They've been caught adding other systems to tetanus shots to carry sterilization compounds. They've been caught doing everything the Rockefellers funded in the 60s. This is a total military takeover, but it's by stealth. And it's not just Lindsay Lohan being targeted by these poisons, by these drugs, by the stuff in the water. It's all of us. We're all under attack. And these drugs and chemicals make us more unhealthy. They make us more mentally unstable. So the system has a pretext to come in and control our lives. Please warn everyone you know and spread this video to everyone you can so that we can stop this madness. Our entire civilization is under threat by the scientific dictatorship. Folks, it's up to you. Lindsay Lohan poisoned is the search term. Three words, Lindsay Lohan poisoned. Lohan spelled L-O-H-A-N. Lindsay Lohan poisoned. Let's make it number one. We'll be right back with more news.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Team.
we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon.
Continuing with the topic we were just covering, Finland suspends swine flu shots that were vaccine linked with neurological disorder. Well, it causes hundreds of different disorders. Their own inserts admit that. England, their own government has said doctors don't give it to under fives. Tenfold increase in seizures, in many cases leading to permanent forms of epilepsy, totally frying your brain. And this is on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. He's got links to mainstream news reporting on it. Finland's National Institute for Health and Welfare, the THL, has suspended the use of H1N1 vaccine over fears that the shot is linked to 300% increase in cases of the neurological disorder narcolepsy, where you just fall asleep uncontrollably, among children and young people over the last 6 months. The news is sure to discourage more parents from vaccinating their children in the coming months, with the swine flu shot now being combined with the regular seasonal flu jab. A recent Rasmussen poll showed 52% of Americans were concerned about the safety of the vaccines. Record low numbers last year and this year took the H1N1 and the regular seasonal because of your efforts, my efforts, and other people getting the word out. Now the British Medical Journal admits it's a fraud. The European EU Health Commission. This is all fact. And they don't care. They're back with their hoax again, saying take it again. Warn everyone you know. I know a talk show host here in town who didn't believe me about this stuff, took the shot, and his hands and feet got paralyzed, got numb for about a month. The doctor said, yeah, you have Guillain-Barré, but thank God it went away. It all varies what it does to you. Continuing, FDA uses egg recall to demand more power authority over food. So no one's gotten even sick from this. In many areas of the country, but they're recalling it. In two states, 1,300 people have become sickened, but thank God nobody's died. But they're trying to use it as a way to totally take over all farm production. Meanwhile, they're pushing poisonous drugs, vaccines, all of this on everyone. So very, very important information. Of course, I already covered the French news agency. Oil spill cleanup workers suffered chromosome damage, respiratory illnesses. And they're still trying to tell everybody it's fine. You don't need to wear a mask, because if they ever admit it's dangerous, then there could be claims. So they're knowingly sending you out there to have irrevocable damage. This just illustrates how the controllers could care less about your health. In fact, they enjoy lying to you. Get wise about this and think of how many people we can wake up when they go look at Lindsay Lohan poisoned as the number one search term. Then they see the video and the news article about it. I got Kurt doing another one. So when they see the term Lindsay Lohan poisoned, that'll be a minor blurb in the article he's doing right now. And it's going to talk about the vaccines and the brain damage and the poisoning and the autoimmune results in the brain. And you can write your own articles with Lindsay Lohan poison in the headline with your own information that you want to have the public see. This is going to be a big search term today, Lindsay Lohan poison. Continuing with other lies. More troops head to Iraq as Obama declares mission accomplished. CNN, Fox, The Guardian, New York Times, General Electric, you know, they're all admitting, oh, yeah, we're sending more troops. They're all reporting this. It's all by General Electric, NBC-owned General Electric. They're all saying, oh, we're just renaming the combat brigades to something else, taking some troops out, sending them to Afghanistan, sending a few thousand home for photo ops that the war is over. Just like Bush said, 7-plus years ago, months after the war started, that the war was over, military operations were over. Same hoax. Just like 8 years ago, they said Iraq had nukes. 8 years later, they're saying Iran has nukes. They just used the same lies over and over again. Meanwhile, dozens killed in a series of bomb attacks, and different Iraqi news media and officials are saying they think the Iraqi government is bombing. This is big news in Iraq as a way to keep more U.S. forces there. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen, for this hour. Don't forget the website, Infowars.com. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.